Learn from today's most innovative brands and observe how they empower employees, engage consumers, design products, and co-create experiences together. Welcome to the Brand Lab series from AE Marketing Group.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Walker. Welcome to a new episode of the Brand Lab series podcast. Each week, we broadcast from 1871 here in Chicago, where we explore today's most innovative brands alongside today's most insightful executives and entrepreneurs. Today's guest is Justin Walker. Justin is the executive director of the Bunker Labs. And with that said, let's enter the Brand Lab. Good afternoon, Natalie.
Good afternoon, Brian Walker.
This is an unusual time for us to record, but our schedules this week have forced us to record in the afternoon versus the early morning hours. But nonetheless, I'm super excited to record a new episode of the show. And I'm thrilled that somebody I've gotten to know over the last couple of years and really admire as a person and as a friend, Justin Walker, is on the show with us today. Some of our listeners might know that one of our earliest guests of the Brand Lab series way, way back in season one in early 2016 was Bunker Lab CEO Todd Connor. And back then we talked a lot about what this organization could look like and how it could grow and what would be some of the challenges on the horizon. And what's really interesting about Justin is he's been tasked with helping scale and operationalize a lot of that growth. I've joked with him at 1871 a couple times. He's like Mr. Fix-It. Like, he's called in when there's a problem and he fixes it and he gets everything back on track. He's an amazing guy, so I'm thrilled he could join us today. So, Justin, welcome to the Brand Lab series.
Thanks for having me, Brian. I really appreciate being here.
Well, for someone who maybe didn't hear Todd Connor's early episode on the Brand Lab series and people that may not be familiar with who the Bunker Labs are, why don't we start there to just share that with our audience?
Yeah, sure. So the Bunker Labs is a nonprofit organization, nationalized, that helps military veterans start and grow businesses.
Okay, well, that's great. Yes, we love the Bunker Labs here at the Brand Lab series. Todd Connors was on episodes 3 and 4, and the Bunker Labs has such a cool history. Tell us a little bit about your background and how you came to find the Bunker Labs.
So I was in the Navy for 12 years, and during that time, I was a SWIC operator, which is essentially a maritime special forces insertion extraction. So it's basically getting people in and out of really bad situations. I did that for quite some time and eventually became an instructor where I found a passion for teaching. And it got to a point where I wanted to start a business around what I had learned in the past and to bring a special forces mindset to team building, collaboration, communication, and increased productivity for companies. So I created a business around that and started coming to the downtown area in Chicago in order to expand my operations from the Northern Shore here. And I ended up hearing about the Bunker. So I jumped on board and came in as a student in their first cohort and got to know Todd. This started in about January, February of 2015. And they had just started their programming in November of 2014. So it was just a few months later, jumped in and started learning about all of the resources and access to support networks that I never would have had before, and really appreciated the opportunity to be a part of that. And through about 6 months to about a year, I started participating in helping develop some curriculum along the way, and then eventually came on board a little bit more full time to help with giving Todd a little bit more space so he could go out and start nationalizing what we're doing in a little bit better way to provide a little bit more support for the other locations around the country.
Well, what's great about that is every time I do this show, I get a little smarter or I learn something about a guest, even if I know him or her that I didn't know before. What I didn't realize is you were one of the early students in the program, which Natalie, Justin is very modest. That's one of the things I admire about him. And he pretty much now is the man behind the entire EPIC education program and cohort here in Chicago. So you went from student to teacher in a very fast period of time, which is super impressive. Beyond just growing some of the services and the curriculum and other things that the Bunker Labs provides military veteran entrepreneurs and startup business owners. It's also expanded a lot from obviously across the hall here in 1871 to around the country. So how big was the Bunker Labs when you first started, and how many chapters have you grown since to where you are today?
Yeah, we started, when I came on board, they had about 5 to 8 locations that were operationalized and running programs and providing support in various ways. Since that time, we've created a lot of curriculum, we've created a lot more support networks, and we're now up to 15 locations around the United States. And I don't want to list them all right now, it'd take up about another minute and a half, but it's been an incredible journey along the way.
Well, if you don't want to list them all, we can at least say that they're from coast to coast, north to south.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right.
Several locations on the East Coast, plenty here in the Midwest, and then plenty more on the West Coast.
Well, that's good. We should list those in the show notes so that our listeners can find their nearest Bunker Lab. But that's wonderful. 15 chapters. So talk about the challenges you've encountered with scaling along the way and what you've done to minimize those little bumps.
Yeah, I think the biggest challenge is that you just cannot replicate people. And when you find people that are just fascinating and capable of going out and doing something that's so difficult, you kind of want to keep them close for the most part, and you don't want to, it's hard to kind of let them go. So me coming on board here in Chicago really gave Todd an opportunity to really start going out and providing more support to our national team as they needed it. And by doing that, it allowed, you know, it just created more of a buzz. And it's unfortunate we can't replicate the guy, because he's an incredible human being that's out there doing some great stuff. And he just is capable of attracting the top talent, I believe. You know, look, our team here in Chicago is absolutely incredible. And it's really because of all of them that we're capable of doing what we're doing with such a small team. You know, we've got Devin, who really just drives away at developing grants and securing those. And then Becca Keaty, who's our development director. We've got William Crane, who's our CTO, Christine Mortensen, who's our CMO, and Todd is just obviously fascinating. So the team is just very capable and very strong-willed, and it's just an incredible opportunity to be a part of that. And because of that, we're capable of going out and doing what we're doing.
So talk a little bit, though, about I think you touched on something that's super important for the entrepreneurial side of our audience. And in fact, it also applies to the big brands that we have on too, though, is that talent and people, and it's a theme we've heard over the last two seasons, as Natalie could attest to, are so important to an organization. But you hit on something that is so critical, especially to smaller startups, which is that people don't scale. I experience that sometimes in my own organization. So besides the scaling of the people, is there another example maybe of kind of a bump along the way of kind of starting here and then trying to roll this out to now 15 chapters? Like, was there anything else that kind of jumped out at you that was maybe a reoccurring theme that you saw?
You know, there's always, you know, a slew of issues. So it's kind of hard to pinpoint kind of which one was like a major bump. But I think what matters more is that the team we've created was able to overcome basically every issue that popped up. And we're still dealing with issues. But again, it's a lot around just making sure that people are capable of delivering the programs, doing the fundraising that's required in various cities, which is, again, it's extremely difficult to do that. And I guess you could say one of the major issues we've had along the way was just making sure that everybody was in the right place at the right time and for the right reasons. And by giving Todd that arm's length to really go out and start helping develop those individuals and helping develop those specific cities and those support networks within those cities, it started just creating a stronger web of support in all across the nation.
So I think lately we're starting to see, and I've heard it quite often. I just saw Mr. Wonderful Kevin O'Leary on Shark Tank say this, and a few others have been talking a lot recently with kind of the rise of the veteran entrepreneur economy. There's a lot of people that say that veterans make for good entrepreneurs. Do you agree with that? And if so, why or why not?
That's a great question, and one that we're constantly trying to figure out in collaboration with several of our major sponsors and supporters along the way. But But yeah, I would actually, you know, in general, I would agree that because, you know, even the word veteran is kind of loaded because it has, you know, it implies that you are an expert in something. And I'd say what people that were in the military are an expert at is leading and being led. And it allows you to kind of open your mind a little bit more and receive information, process that in a shorter period of time and execute well. You know, that's a very specific trait that a lot of people have difficulty understanding and doing. So I wouldn't say military veterans are better at starting businesses. I just think that they, for the most part, you know, can be more open to receiving information and processing it and delivering well. But even that specific group of people is very small. So when we go out and try to find veteran entrepreneurs to participate in programs, that's a very small number in comparison to all the veterans that are out there. So, I mean, we're really looking for that top talent. You're really looking for, you know, most veterans that go to college, you know, the ones that are going on to get that MBA, those really high performers. Those are kind of the people that end up kind of gravitating towards entrepreneurship. So when they fall into this space, and now it's just at this point, it's really just kind of molding clay at this point, which is pretty simple sometimes.
Well, I know in my opportunity to participate a little bit in your EPIC programs, one of the other skills that I see the veteran entrepreneurs have, which I think is critical to a startup environment, is the ability to adapt. Because I think the idea and the perception of working in a startup environment or people having really good ideas about a business, anybody I think can do that or say that. But once you start getting going, it's a matter of how do I pivot? How do I adapt? How do I deal with an unforeseen reality? So I think beyond leading and being led, I think that's another great skill that I've seen from a lot of the military veterans in your EPIC program over the last couple of years.
Yeah, absolutely. Agility is key. You've got to be capable and willing to listen to that leadership, that subject matter expert that walks in and tells you you're messing everything up and it's time to start focusing on what's important. And when somebody like that comes along, for a veteran who's in an educational program, they're typically willing to listen and apply.
So there's another perception that fundraising is easier for veterans, but we suspect that may not be so easy. Talk to us a little bit about how you've scaled both national and local fundraising.
Well, that's a great question. I think a lot of the fundraising opportunities just comes down to relationships is really what it all boils down to is how much you're willing to go out and just genuinely have a good conversation about who you are and what you're doing and show the results, like show people what you're doing and run programs, run a great program, deliver well, make people excited about who you are and what you're doing. And by doing that here at the Bunker, we've created a very exciting, very fun, very engaging program on several different levels. And it allows fundraisers to kind of see that development and see the progress and see the results. And, you know, we've had almost 400 companies come through the programs here at the Bunker across the United States. And there are a tremendous amount of results from that allows sponsors and subject matter experts alike to kind of see what's going on. And that's important as a nonprofit organization trying to go out and raise money. You can't just stand up and say, I'm another veteran nonprofit. I think that thousands of them that pop up every year, you got to prove it. You got to prove what you're doing. And a lot of people really miss that part. They have this great product or this great service that they want to deliver, but there's all this other stuff and relationship building that goes in between, which we really focus on here at the Bunker as well. So it's do the product well, but prove what you're doing and share that information and build real relationships. And by the way that we're structured through mainly corporate sponsorships, it's allowed our subject matter experts from those corporate sponsors to come in and participate and engage with our programs. And by doing that, it creates a kind of a continuum of support and a continual relationship building atmosphere that allows us to continue doing that. And by doing it and providing that example on a local level as well, it's a very easy and replicable program, but that doesn't make fundraising easy because no relationship is easy to build and maintain. So it's important to understand that.
And then if you take that down one level, because I think where the misperception or the stereotype comes from is that people wouldn't want to say no to a veteran. But take it down another level, though, and you've had the opportunity to work with hundreds of veteran entrepreneurs, both here in Chicago and at some of the other chapters. Is asking for money something that they're actually comfortable with? Because I imagine that that's a totally different skill that they maybe would not have had in his or her military background.
Yeah, asking for the funds is very difficult. And I think there's a book out there by Laura Fredericks called The Ask is the name of the book. And it really helps people kind of understand why they're struggling with making that request in whatever context that might be, even if it has to do with money. It explains why you have a problem, why you might have a problem asking other people for funds. And if you take a step back and look at all the numbers, this is where it gets easier to start asking for money, because once you see the numbers in front of you and you understand how much it costs to actually run a very good and a very effective program, it just kind of changes the conversation. And it's all practice. Again, all relationship building. And once you find that there are a lot of supporters, there are a lot of people out there that are willing to listen and hear your story, if you're capable of going out there, proving it, articulating well, and delivering, then people will listen and people will support. And that's for any business. That's not just for a nonprofit. That's for anything that you got going on.
Well, absolutely. And like most people running around 1871 and inside the Bunker Labs, you're an entrepreneur wearing multiple hats yourself. So the Bunker Labs has also been continuing to, not only is it growing nationally, it's growing in terms of its curriculum, its participants. It's also growing a lot in terms of its earned media coverage. You just had an event in Seattle last week where Howard Schultz of Starbucks was there talking about how important programs like the Bunker Labs are. You guys are popping up in a lot of different places. One of your board members, Kimberly Jung of Rumi Spice, a former, ironically, Brand Lab Series guest, was just on Shark Tank, and they closed the deal with Mark Cuban last week. So you're getting a lot more attention. How important is that continued wave of earned media for you guys?
What's in the word earned media? Like you're building a relationship with somebody. Even this right now, being here on this podcast, it's earned media. It's a relationship between two people, and that develops over time. Even having Howard Schultz, the founder of Starbucks, come and support us at the Seattle location, that's a relationship that's been building for nearly 3 years now. And then finally, you know, something happens out of that, and it takes time, and you've got to be willing to put in the effort to make that happen. And you know, and it's a difficult process. It's very hard, and you got to be very, very patient throughout the process. But you got to also remember that, you know, stay at it, be persistent, keep working.
So this week is the Muster in Chicago, but interestingly enough, it's become a national event. So that's very exciting. Can you tell us a little bit about the Muster?
Yeah, the Muster is our national event where we bring in subject matter experts, sponsors, military veterans, active duty service members, and other military veteran entrepreneurs from all around the country here to Chicago in the Merchandise Mart inside 1871 to essentially kind of celebrate entrepreneurship and share the struggles, share the stories, get up to date on kind of the current technology trends that are going on, participate in some demos. And this year, you're actually going to be able to have an opportunity to essentially watch a business develop in a day, which is really, really exciting. And you get to watch it live, and they'll be reporting out all throughout the day. We're basically taking a military veteran who wants to start a business, providing them with a ton of support from the legal, marketing, sales, short-term, long-term strategies, et cetera, and just providing and inundating them with everything it is that they would need in order to be successful. And by the end of the day, they're going to have developed this entire business model where they'll eventually come on stage at the end of the day and pitch that business to the group and maybe even make a request for funds if they get that far.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's really exciting.
So that's something I didn't even know. That's very cool.
We're calling it the Launch Lab.
Oh, very nice. You know, between the Bunker Lab, the Brand Lab Series, the Launch Lab, there's a lot of labs floating around this place. But that's great. I mean, that's really what this ecosystem here is to be all about. And we're very excited to watch the Muster unfold here in Chicago and see how much it's unfolding around Chicago. So beyond this, what's kind of next for the Bunker Labs, and what's on the horizon for Justin Walker?
Yeah, for the Bunker, it's really just to continue stabilizing. We've got a few new cities in the queue that we're looking at starting up within the next fiscal year. I think Detroit is on the horizon. We've got, I think, even some places in Colorado that we're exploring. And so we'll be looking at expansion efforts in the future, again, in a more stabilized, like really strong web of support in order to keep those moving in the right direction. And, you know, for me, it's just to continue providing as much support here as I can, continue building my own brand, my own business along the way.
I have one last question for you. What has it been like to have Brian on faculty at a big program?
Why do you always want to ask our guests things about what it's like to have... What is it like to have Brian as a guest, or what is it like to have Brian participate? It's like
I just like to. It's make, like you want to get
my red. I know you want to make me. You want to make my face get all red.
No, it's always fascinating to me whenever you. I mean, as you go through life, you meet certain people, and I'm not saying this just because Brian's right here, but you meet certain people along the way that are just inspiring. They are motivating. They are uplifting. They're energizing, and they're just absolutely the best type of people to be around. And Brian is one of those people for me personally. And he's the same. He's that person for a lot of other people that he's helped here at the Bunker. And by having him with us within our programs, it's given our students a whole new perspective of where they need to be spending their time, where they should be spending their efforts. And it by changing that one little perspective for students, it can make their business go a long way. And it's just an unbelievable amount of support that he's provided along the way, and I can't thank you enough.
I'm flattered. Now I'm really red in the face. So time flies when you're having fun, but talk a little bit more about how our audience or a potential veteran that he or she could be listening, how can they learn more about the Bunker Labs and how can they get involved?
Yeah, so you can learn more about the Bunker Labs by going to bunkerlabs.org and try to get involved in some of our programs. We have four major programs that we're offering in various cities around the country. One of them is called Bunker in a Box. It's an online gamified entrepreneurial experience where you can gain access to over 1,000 hours of curated content. And it's a place where our virtual cohorts are going to live in the near future. Second thing you can do is jump on board with the Bunker Brews events that we're hosting in all of our cities. These are hosted once a month, and it's designed to bring sponsors, subject matter experts, students, and staff all together in one place to share ideas and gain access to the people and resources that an entrepreneur needs to be successful. Then you can look at exploring jumping into one of our EPIC programs, which is an entrepreneurial program for innovation and collaboration. It's a 12-week-long program that allows an entrepreneur to come in and safely test and validate their business so that when they get to the end of that program, they can really decide if starting and running this business is for them. And it's even for those that are already generating some revenue. So wherever you are in the stage of your business, check it out and jump into that program. The fourth level as you can jump into is what's called our CEO circle. And this is for high growth entrepreneurs who are generating plenty of money and revenue or have raised over $1 million in capital. These people have a different set of needs, HR, hiring, firing, retention. And it's just designed to meet once a month to, again, give them access to the people and resources they need to help move their businesses forward. So reach out to us, bunkerlabs.org. We'd love to have you.
So, Justin, I'm thrilled that you could be on today because as we started the conversation, I think it's fascinating to see how fast you guys have grown. When we were first talking to Todd over a year ago, he really talked about the Bunker still is in that startup phase. Now you're really in that scale phase, which comes with its own set of challenges, and you've described a few of those today. But you always have a friend in me, and I'm always here to try to support you and everyone else over at the Bunker Labs. I'm convinced, though, that sometimes you guys decide on where these locations should be based upon the weather. Justin spent the bulk of what seemed like the bulk of the winter setting up and rebooting the Los Angeles cohort.
Oh, poor thing.
Yeah, I think that was his way of avoiding the Chicago winter. And now as I hear him talking about Colorado and a few other places, one of these days, I'd love to accompany you guys all on one of your national road shows. But I hope that our listeners really enjoyed the conversation. I know a big focus today was on military entrepreneurship. But as Justin had talked about, a lot of these things apply to every business, whether you're a startup, whether you're a veteran or not. You know, the fact that, you know, people and talent and your team is critical to your success. How to think about scaling and growing, how to think about asking for money, irregardless of where you are in your business stage. So, Justin, I always learn a lot when I'm in the room with you as well. And I'm excited that you could be on with us today. And I encourage everybody to take a look at bunkerlabs.org. And we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, everyone.
I want to thank our listeners for joining us in the Brand Lab today, and to invite you back next Tuesday as we continue our journey of today's most innovative brands, as we learn how they empower employees, engage consumers, design products, and co-create experiences together.
To learn more about Bunker Labs, visit bunkerlabs.org.
To listen to other Brand Lab Series podcast episodes, visit brandlabseries.com. Follow us on Twitter at Brand Lab Series. And if you have any questions or ideas for a future Brand Lab Series podcast, email us at info@brandlabseries.com.